This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Union workers at Cargill's Fort Morgan plant have rejected the company's latest contract offer. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The front-loaded contract included a $2.15 an hour raise over a five-year period, but workers were immediately skeptical when it was announced, saying it looked similar to the company's previous offer. Along with pay, workers have raised concerns about safety as well as access to bathrooms. Teamsters Local 544 business agent Chris Wazzo said it still wasn't enough to convince workers to approve the contract.
We're doing our best to support the members, and we're going to continue to reach out and negotiate with the company, and we're going to continue to try to get our members the best deal.
More than 1,700 workers have been locked out of the Fort Morgan facility after the union rejected Cargill's last offer in May. There's no timetable as to when both sides will resume negotiations. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The town of Monument is formally asking El Paso County commissioners to uphold a decision regarding the mega travel plaza Buc-ee's. The Texas company wants to build at a site just west of Interstate 25 on top of Monument Hill. It's seeking a designation as a convenience store. That's allowed under current zoning. Last month, the county's planning director said she could not determine if Buc-ee's meets that criteria. The company has appealed. The matter will come before commissioners at a future date. Monument Town Council is asking the board to uphold the planning director's decision. Metro Denver, sunny and mid to high 80s today. It's about to get a lot hotter, highs in the upper 90s tomorrow through the weekend. Grand Junction, 100 degrees for a high. And that's about the case through the weekend. This is CPR News.